Well, hello, pod people. I am not 100% sure how this sounds because I forgot my, I don't even know what it's called. I have one of those new MacBooks and it doesn't have USB plugs. It has weird plugs. And so you need an adapter to plug in USB. And my podcast microphone is USB. So I forgot the stupid adapter on my desk at work. So I can't attach my USB microphone. So I'm just going through the microphone on the computer and I'm not sure how that sounds. I know sometimes the computer mic is crazy sensitive and so you might hear barking dogs and airplanes and people on the bike path near my house, but what are we going to do? Solo pod, obviously, because you heard me first, and no fun stench music and no fun stench. Stench and I both had a bunch of shit going on this week and just couldn't coordinate. He couldn't do tonight and I couldn't do the rest of the week. So this is what we settled on is solo pods. So my apologies, but kids are back in school and there is a bunch of crap going on now. And that's the way it'll be until, I don't know, May 2020 would be my guess. Because it seems that, you know, once school kicks back in, all craziness breaks loose. Like tomorrow is, what do they call it? Back to school night at Bing School. Next week, there's one at Lucy's school. There's basketball crap and practices and scrimmages and all kinds of stuff. So back to the grind. And I need all you LAUSD people went back to the grind today. I saw all the pictures of the kids going back to school. I think that pretty much just leaves the private school kids who go back after Labor Day like normal people. But here in LA, most all the public schools have gone back now. And I could tell because the freeway was more messed up. So that is one of the negatives of the kids going back to school is traffic gets worse and we'll stay that way until May 2020, right? So except for around 2 weeks around the holidays where everything dies and is kind of nice. But yeah, for the most part, everything back to the grind. And so that was the big thing today is all the kids going back to school. Now I really don't know how to approach this here because I don't want to violate anybody's privacy. So I'm not going to give out any names, but a lot of you in podcast world already know that one of our pod family sadly took her own life, and a bunch of us got notified last week. And I mean, obviously beyond sad and horrific news for us to get. And like I said, because I haven't seen any public posts about it. I don't want to, you know, it's not for me to announce to anybody who, you know, if the family doesn't want to know, but the pod people who know. And for the rest of you, I just wanted to put it out there because it's a, you know, a horrifically sad reminder that if you need help, there's help out there and there's people to talk to. And this person, you would have never known, at least I wasn't, I wasn't super connected to this person, but I saw all of their posts and followed very closely on Instagram because they posted amazing photos and I always love photos. And so I paid a little closer attention to their posts. And from what I saw in social media world, I would have never known this person was having a hard time. And so it just goes to show you can't really gauge how somebody is doing or what is going on in somebody's world just on what you see on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and all the other places you see where people post, but you don't know what's really going on. So if there's any kind of public thing that happens, I'll let you guys know if it's something that should be out there publicly. But right now, for the privacy of the family, I'm not going to say any names or anything else. But I just wanted to let everybody know there's always other alternatives out there. As somebody who has attempted suicide, I know, you know, like, there are people to talk to, and there's help you can go to. If it's the late at night or on a weekend and you have nowhere else to go, you can go to the emergency room and ask for a mental evaluation, and they will not turn you away. They will check you in and give you a mental evaluation and make sure you're all right. So, I mean, maybe that's your last ditch option, but it is an option out there. I mean, obviously there's hotlines and there's friends and family you can call, but there's also, you can go, especially if you don't want, you know, you don't want your friends and family involved, you can go to the emergency room and ask for a mental evaluation. And if you need help during a weekday or whatever, you can just go to your healthcare provider as well. You don't have to go to an emergency room. You can go to your doctor and ask for a mental evaluation or a referral. And most insurances, I believe, now cover mental health visits. So, I mean, hopefully you have insurance. I know a lot of people don't, and that's another problem, right? But if you do have insurance, there is ways for you to get help if you contact your provider, or like I said, you go to the emergency room and ask for an evaluation. But anyway, I didn't want to bring you down on my solo podcast, but I did definitely want to talk about it. Now that we don't do the podcast every day, sometimes things slip through the cracks, and it's hard to remember by the time I get around to recording all the things I wanted to talk to you about, but I definitely want to address that. So, obviously too, I'm sure Stench will bring it up on his podcast. He and I talked about it off the air, and just super sad. This isn't a person that we hadn't met in person. We both had met her in person. We just hadn't seen her in a long time. And like I said, of the last few years, it was just following her closely on social media. But super sad news, and I'm sure Stench will address it on his own, but I just wanted to bring it up too. So let's move on to something happier. So let me think. What else is going on in the world or in my world? I told you, back to school. I went to the Skirball Center with my sister and Sylvie this week, and I'd never been there. It's a really cool place. If you are looking for some place to take toddler to 8 or 9 year old, maybe that's a little on the high end, but it's a fun spot to go in LA. Not super expensive, pretty easy to get to, and it was a good time. And Sylvie really likes it. She's 2. So it is definitely cool with the 2-year-old crowd, but I recommend it. And this weekend was Ciclovia. I did not go, but it was Ciclovia Hollywood. If you don't know what Ciclovia is, they block off the streets of LA in different parts and open it up for pedestrians, bicycles, skateboarders, roller skaters. And so it's always a good time. And this most recent round was Hollywood. So they did Hollywood, which is cool. What else did I want to talk to you guys about? Oh God, I'm sure there's so many things. It's been a week since we last spoke, and I'm afraid, as always, when I do these solo pods, to start searching the internet, because I'm afraid the recording will stop, so I can't look up things to remind me of things I wanted to talk to you about. So I just have to go off my pea-sized brain. Oh my God. Yesterday, Bing calls me. I was out for a walk and the phone rang and the ID came up as my ex-wife. And I thought, I'm on a walk. I'll just talk to her when I get back. And then it rang again, and then it rang again. So I picked it up. I was like, oh, shit, it must be an emergency. And it was Bing on her phone. And he goes, Dad, I have 2.5 minutes until I can get tickets. Can we go to Canada? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, there's a Pokemon Go Safari Fest in Canada. Can we go? And I'm like, I need to know in 2 minutes. I'm like, no, we can't go to Canada in 2 minutes. And I asked him, what part of Canada is in? I don't know. I said, Canada is big. Is it West Coast or East Coast of Canada? I don't know. When is it? So he looks it all up. Montreal, September 20th or 21st or something. I'm like, a month away in Montreal, Canada, we'd have to get expedited passports. No. And then he was mad at me and hung up. But I was like, what does he think calling me with 2 minutes that I'm going to make a 2 minutes to spare before he can get tickets for an event that happens in about a month in another country? And he wants me to make a decision right there. And then he got mad when I told him no. So that is now what you deal with when your kids get to be teenagers, instead of when he used to call me and tell me that he forgot baby and I would need to rush baby over. I remember getting those calls, and many a time I had to drive baby back to mommy's house at 9 o'clock at night so that he could go to sleep. Now baby doesn't even come over anymore. It's sad. I miss baby. Baby and I spent a lot of quality time together. I was more responsible for baby. And for those who don't remember, baby is his, what is his security blanket. Baby Juniorson has a Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/babyjuniorson. And that came because one day I asked Bing what baby's name was. And he told me Baby Juniorson, that his last name is Juniorson. So go figure. Baby has a last name. I actually haven't updated that page in a while. I need to go on to Baby's page. I update it with things about monkeys and berets because Baby was a beret-wearing monkey. And there's more stories about monkeys than berets. So, but I haven't updated in a little while. But yeah, I miss Baby Juniorson, and I used to get frantic calls when Baby would be here, and I'd always be pissed. Like, I'd drop him off on a Sunday night, and I'd walk back in the house and, you know, like round a corner, and there'd be Baby laying on a chair or something. I'm like, oh, crap. There were times he didn't even need to call. I would walk in the house and find Baby laying somewhere. But you do get to the point where I'd be like, as we were leaving, I'm like, do you have baby? Where's baby? Like, I had to pay more attention to where baby was than the actual kids. But anyway, I'm on a Baby Juniorson tangent now. It is kind of sad when they get old and, you know, that baby stuff. Like, I think Baby Juniorson should come over and hang out with me. I'd probably spend more time with him now than Bing does. Lucy had a security blanket, Bobo blankie. Is what we called it, because she called dogs Bobos when she was little, and her dog looked like a blank. Her blanket looked like a dog. Now, the cool thing about Lucy was she was not as crazy attached to Bobo Blanky as Bing was to baby. So when I got divorced, I bought another. It wasn't exactly the same, but it looked close enough to Bobo Blanky that she was satisfied. And so that one has just always lived here. She didn't bring one back and forth. She had a Bobo blankie at mommy's and a Bobo blankie at daddy's, and they lived at either place, and she was cool with that, never complained. Bing, even though I have four other exactly the same Baby Juniorsons, he only liked the original baby or real baby. He had whatever he called the real one. He didn't like any of the other ones. He could tell the difference. They didn't feel the same because they weren't all worn out and stuff. And he couldn't fall asleep with, even though I thought I was being like this genius and buying a whole bunch. When I found out that's what he was into before they like stopped making them, I bought like three of them. He didn't care. And then he would just call the additional babies. There was new baby, new baby, but none of those were good enough to sleep with, but he would have new baby and new baby. And he knew with them, he knew what they were, and he'd play with them, but they were not good enough for sleeping. He could not go to sleep with new baby and new baby. It was a pain in the ass. Lucy was a little easier when it came to that crap. Let's see. So, you know, they, they let us do little sponsorships on this thing. And right now we have one that we're supposed to run in the middle of the podcast, and I can't do it when Stench records. He just puts up the whole thing. So I think because I'm doing the solo pod, I am going to throw one of those in. So here you go. Hey, in the time of that little break, a high-speed chase started. We haven't had one of these on the podcast in a long time. It's right now in the New Hall Pass, north on the 5 freeway. Burglary suspect, car burglary suspect, and it looks like a white Charger or Challenger, one of those Dodge kind of fast muscle car-y things. It's white, and it's hauling ass on the 5 right now. But remember, we used to cover these live on, live. When you hear it, it won't be live. But we used to talk about these a lot on the podcast. So a little bonus that we have a high-speed chase. Although right now it looks like it's helicopter only. I don't see any cars behind it. And it's tearing through the New Hall Pass, which it's going north on the 5. It's going to go hit the Grapevine at some point. Anytime a car chase, if they don't get off the freeway, if it goes onto the Grapevine, they lose them because the helicopter usually can't follow up through the Grapevine. So something better happen before this car hits the Grapevine, or we will not get to see the end of this one. It's funny. I've got the guys at work now into the car chases when they happen during work. And it seems like every Friday we've had one for the last like few months. So it's like a Friday thing now. My coworker will be like, "Hey, it's Friday. Is there a car chase?" And then usually at some point during the work day, there is. I don't know what it is about Friday during the day that inspires crime, but it does. People getting ready for the weekend, getting a little crazy, I guess. There's a lot of umming going on with me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm out of practice. Today was National Radio Day, which I have not been a radio person now for 6 years. But I did see all my radio friends posting, and I'm glad, you know, I'm happy for the radio friends I have who are still working, which is awesome, and out there. But I know so many radio people who aren't in the business anymore, you know, either by choice or by circumstance. But they are, you know, a lot of people I know aren't in the business. Now, see, here comes a plane. I don't know how loud that's going to be for you. Stench always says it's crazy loud, so you might hear that. You might hear that, and I apologize. Like I said, we're on the computer mic and not the good old USB. Our suspect is still tearing up the 5 freeway north through the New Hall Pass, and I still don't. Oh, there's a police car. So there was a CHP waiting at an on-ramp, and as soon as he went by, it came on. So now there is at least one car in pursuit, because up to this point, I didn't see it. I just saw the helicopter. You know how you can see like the light on it. But now at least one car. I don't know if there's more further back that I just can't see from this shot. And the guy's driving pretty, it looks, I can't tell exactly how fast. KCAL 9 is what I'm watching it on. They don't have the cool helicopter that tells you how fast it is going. Some of the stations, their helicopter has a thing that'll tell you how fast the car is going. It has a little printout with exactly what street they're on. You know, technology has caught up with car chases now, and you get lots of information on some of the channels. But this guy, he's definitely going fast. Traffic is light enough. Oh, he just went on the shoulder. Traffic's light enough that he can get around cars, but he's easily going double the speed of all the cars around him and just weaving in and out of traffic. And like I said, he had just gone on the shoulder there for a second. And a lot of trucks on the 5 freeway, especially in the evening. So there's a lot of truck traffic out there at the moment. I still think somebody should make a Spotify playlist of music for car chases. You know, you put in like the best car chase songs. Let's think, what would be good car chase song? Crash by the Primitives. If you don't know that one, look it up. It's a good car chase song. God, what would be other good car chase songs? Wow, my brain is fried. Route 66, Depeche Mode. I mean, not really about going fast, but about driving. Let's see. Jesus Take the Wheel. Life is a Highway. Not the Rascal Flatts version, though. What else? Little Deuce Coupe, or whatever that song title is. Little Red Corvette. Let's see. Maybe the Cops theme. You throw that in there just because it fits. You know, the Bad Boys. I know. I'm sure you're frustrated sitting there thinking of all these great songs that I can't think of that fit the Can't Drive. Is it 65 or 55? Sammy Hagar. But that one, that's got to be the best one, right? I Can't Drive 55 or whatever that one was. Well, anyway, I'm sure there's a bunch of them. But right now, The Pursuit's in Santa Clarita, still on the 5. The 5 North is wide open. It's just after 8 on a Monday night in L.A., so there's not a lot. Oh, the guy just – he's flying up the shoulder on the left side, so the fast lane shoulder, he just passed somebody going about 100 would be my guess because he's blown by traffic, which is easily going 65, 70, maybe 80, and he's blown by it like it's not even moving. So, and he turned off his lights. So no lights on, going well over 100, weaving in and out of traffic. And it's almost more dangerous when there's light traffic like this because you can get the speeds way, way faster. I don't know what your end game is, though, on taking the 5 North like this. You get to the Grapevine and then you come down. You're like going into nothing. It seems like you're asking to get caught. My thing is this guy's best move would be, and they don't have a huge parking structure, but pull off at Valencia and go to the Valencia Town Center. And maybe you could park in one of the structures and try and sneak out that way. But once you get on the Grapevine, there's not – I mean, first of all, there's long stretches with no exit, but there's also not a hell of a lot of places to hide. I mean, I don't think this guy has a plan unless he's going to get off the freeway here soon at some point. I think he's going to end up under a semi. He's flying around these semis going way too fast, and he just passed cars on the left shoulder again, on the fast lane shoulder. He is not slowing down and seems to be getting a little more reckless. Now, I don't know if the police cars, I still can't see. I don't know if they're getting closer behind him. It doesn't look like it. I don't see – again, no, they just did a long shot. There's no cars anywhere near behind him. I think they're trying to calm him down by just having the helicopter. But he is not calming down. He's definitely still flying. And with no headlights, going 100 plus on the freeway like that, it's dangerous for everyone else. You know, you won't see that guy coming up on you, and all of a sudden, he is there. I'm sure you will be able to find highlights of this on online after tomorrow. So what else is there to talk about as I watch my Pursuit? Lucy has her learner's permit. I don't know if we talked about that. So she will soon be driving, which has been terrifying for me. I remember learning to drive, you know, obviously 30 years ago. And L.A. and especially, you know, Burbank and everything was not nearly as crowded as now. The freeways weren't as crazy. I mean, I can't imagine young kids now trying to drive in this town. It's hard for somebody who's been driving for 30 plus years to drive in this town, let alone a kid. I don't know where is a good place to take her to learn. You know, luckily out near where she lives, it's, oh, wait, he's slowing way down. He's behind a tanker. Oh, he's pulling over all of a sudden. He just slowed all the way down, and he was on the five where it's now separated, and all of a sudden he's just giving up. Nothing particularly interesting happened. He just all of a sudden gave up. This is pulled over to the left shoulder. This is, he's now far enough up the five where the freeway, the two directions have separated, and south is at a different, you know, like it's up and over from it. So he stopped on that part of the five in the left. All of a sudden he just slowed down and pulled over real fast to the left, but he has not got out of the car, and the CHP, there's only two cars, does not have enough cars to stop traffic behind them. So traffic is still passing him on the right. They need to get a couple more cars out there so they can stop traffic until they get this guy out of the car, because he's on the left side. And it looks like one of the CHP officers has gone to his trunk and got out a shotgun or a beanbag gun. It's hard to tell. It's dark. And now I don't see any more cars passing. They must have been able to get traffic stopped. And the one officer with the shotgun now is, looks like he's trying to call him out of the car. Oh, there's a passenger. Hands just came out of the passenger side. So you have, maybe that's why he stopped. Maybe the passenger freaked out and said stop. And so, I mean, I don't know. Speculation, right? That's all car chase commentary is pure speculation. But they are now stopped on the freeway. And as far as I can tell, there's two officers who are getting him out of the car. I don't see any other cars so far. Oh, another one just pulled up. Okay. So now they're getting some backup. That took a minute, though. There must not – usually in these pursuits, there's a parade of cars behind them, but it looks like there were just the two, and it took a while for that third car to show up. And now they have all the lanes blocked because no other cars have come by since the third car pulled up. So I'm assuming since they pulled over, they will get out peacefully. But there you go, a little it's not Monday, it's Tuesday, a little Tuesday night. High-speed pursuit, another CHP just pulled up. Now there's four. So now they've got a significant amount of backup where it's not just those two guys out there, which is good because we know from last week that in fact, they laid him to rest today. But that poor CHP officer who was impounding that guy's car, and he went in and grabbed the AK-47 or what it was and unloaded on him. So you never know what's going to happen, you know, at one of these stops. But yeah, so they are wrapping up the police chase. I think I am going to wrap up this solo podcast. Stention, I should be back next week. I don't foresee, I have another kid's back to school thing next week, but that's only one day. So it just really depends on what Stench has going on. I know he has a lot of volleyball stuff going on, I believe, but his daughter's not back in school. So hopefully that'll, at least I don't think she is. I don't think she's gone back yet. I think she goes back. She's one of the ones who, lucky kids, who goes back normal time, you know, like right after Labor Day. So I'm going to wrap up my part. They are going to wrap up their police chase. They're getting these guys out of the car. We will all chat again soon. And I guess until we speak again, jack off, and you guys rule.